Hello, welcome back to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. I'm Lauren Bile. You were listening to Off-Ran Pisces Season because technically I'm a day early. So if you're listening tomorrow, you should also listen because I will be back here at the same time, same place, same music. Just kidding. I'll play different songs, I think. But yeah, hello, how is everyone doing? If you would like to reply to that question, you should definitely call me, because I love talking to people. The number is 855-915-9636. If you don't know, if you don't know, it is still currently Pisces season, so I just had my birthday, and now I'm 20, which is really, like, cool and scary, kind of. But yeah, if you aren't into astrology, Pisces season is supposed to be very, you know, like, pensive and also probably, like, sad. So hopefully you get that vibe tonight, because that's kind of the whole point of my show. Yeah, super chill things coming up. Up next is Forever by Willow. Okay, so we actually had a caller during that song. Her name is Ivana Kursilova. Ivana, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Lauren Bile. Hello.
Oh my god, welcome to Pisces season. This is so awesome and crazy.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I absolutely love Pisces season, and I had to call on. I normally call on from my room in Stratton. However, I'm currently in the mod, so...
What modular home are you in right now?
I'm actually in quarantine modular isolation home mod D.
Oh wow, mod D. I've heard good things.
But guys, come visit me if you guys get COVID. That'd be awesome.
Uh huh.
need friends in here because I'm currently in the freshman wave of COVID, not the sophomore wave.
There's nothing wrong with being a freshman. However, it's not fun to be around them.
Yeah, and the only thing that's making it better is listening to this show.
Oh my god, that warms my heart so much.
Yeah, everyone needs to be tuned in and everyone needs to be listening to this because I love Pisces season.
Oh my god, thank you so much, Ivana. I really appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. I don't have a song to request, but I'm loving what I'm
listening
so far.
That's okay, really enjoyed your company.
Yeah, okay, have a good night.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, that was our lovely caller, Ivana Karsilova, who I love so much. Quite a shame that she got COVID. I don't really know how she did that. Pretty impressive because she got it after everyone else had it. So, I'm still wondering when it is my time to be called to the mods. I feel like it is any second now, to be honest. Because I have been feeling quite under the weather. However, before you get angry at me, I have tested negative so many times that I really feel like maybe I've gotten to the point where I'm invincible. I don't actually think that. I just don't think I have COVID, so that's awesome. Which is also really good because I'm going to the... that was not me. I'm going to the Tyler, the Creator concert on Thursday, and I'm super excited for it. And if I had COVID and couldn't go, I would be quite distraught. But I do have a qualm that it is literally in Worcester, Mass. Maybe I'll call it, like, Worcester, Mass. Worcester, Mass. That's a horrible place to be. If you have any thoughts about how I just said that, you can call in and correct me. But it just doesn't really make sense. Like, what's wrong with Boston? Why did we have to go to Worcester, Mass? Anyway, enough of that. Sorry, no Tyler songs tonight, just so you know. Up next is a song by Peach Pit called Peach Pit. That was Peach Pit by, you would never guess, but Peach Pit. I really like that band, except for heard them a little bit too much, and also, you know when, like, you just, like, associate some band with, like, people that you cannot stand? It's like that. I tried to go to their concert. Sorry, there's something, like, in the... I don't know. There's some, like, background noise. But I tried to go to their concert, like, get tickets, and I ended up not being able to, which probably was a blessing in disguise, because that would be absolutely miserable if I was there. If you like Peach Pit, absolutely no offense, because I do, too. However, something about that concert just kind of seems, like, a little bit miserable. Yeah, I had another note. I was on my phone looking at things, and then I was reminded of... journaling. I don't know, I just like talking, because this is a form of just speaking out into the void, and even though people are listening, but I've recently picked up like journaling, like diary stuff, and I like write in there whenever I'm supposed to be doing my actual like homework or studying, but it's so therapeutic. But now I've become like, now I think that like everything I do is just like, oh, I'm, like, writing a story, even though it's literally, like, I got Hodge for dinner, and then I went to bed. Like, that's the story. It's not quite interesting. I feel like maybe it's, like, something about being a tough student, because that doesn't feel very unique to me, if that makes sense. I'm sure it does make sense, but there's no one here to be like, yeah, it's so true, Lauren. So, just, like, speaking out into the void. Anyway... up next is a song that I found earlier today, as in like 3 hours ago or less. It's called Inside Out by Duster. Maybe you've heard of it. I don't know. I didn't until 3 hours ago. So yeah, that's what is up next.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was that song, Inside Out by Duster. Chill, short, non-offensive. Up next is a song by a girl in red who I'm pretty sure is like maybe not a great person. I don't really know. I don't have TikTok, not to brag, but I don't have TikTok anymore or Twitter, so I feel like I'm pretty out of the loop of a lot of things, which is unfortunate, but also a huge blessing, because people will be like, oh, you know this from TikTok, and I just get to say no, which is so nice, because it's a lot of things to watch on there, and it's kind of stressful. Anyway, that's my own thing. If you're thinking about deleting TikTok, I 100% recommend. You definitely should. It's easier, like, 2 days after you do it. Then you're like, wait, why did I care so much? Anywho, maybe this song was a TikTok song at once. I don't, you know, it's been so long. Anyway, it's We Fell in Love in October by Girl in Red, which is funny because I've never fallen in love in October, but I feel like this song is so relatable, you know? Hashtag relatable. Okay, song time. That was that song by Girl in Red. During that song, I was told to stop bragging so much about not having TikTok. So, if my subtle flex was annoying to you, I'm really sorry. I still have Instagram. I'm a flawed human. Anyway, up next is a song that I played before, but I figured, you know, like, not my normal show time. People probably don't know. So, if you do know and you've heard it before on my show or just like heard it way too many times, I'm really sorry. However, I have played Shape of You on this radio station before, so at least it is not as bad as that. Up next is Bite the Hand by Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers and somebody else that I forgot her name. Sorry.
I can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. Says he made the big mistake of dancing in my storm. Says it was poison. So I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love. The only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands. Play it romance, we slow dance in the living room. But all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking a cheek. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for it. Oh, no, no. gonna everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
That was Liability by Lorde, and before that was Bite the Hand by Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. Lorde was 20 whenever she made Melodrama. I am now 20. I'm not saying that I'm making Melodrama. However, I feel as though I'm in my Melodrama era, perhaps. Or maybe it's just because it's winter. I don't know. Anyway, we have lovely PSA time. I know that you all have missed my special guest that does the PSAs and also has it on his resume because it is a very important job and he's educating the Medford Somerville community. Welcome, Nathaniel Oakes.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty shitty, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. Anyway, PSA time. Go ahead, take it away. What have you picked for us?
Should I just start?
Yeah, go ahead. That's what you do.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start off your saving money, saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
It's crazy. He says all that, you know, on his high horse being vegetarian. However, I have seen him eat a hamburger, so...
Not all of us can delete TikTok.
Don't listen to the media, guys. Listen to PETA. They always have really great takes. But for real, you should become a vegetarian. I want to do that. There are a lot of things I want to do, though, so... Maybe if DeWick stopped making chicken and rice at the stupid All Nine Free, I would have other options. However, I'm not complaining. It's good chicken and rice. However, it's impossible for me to eat vegetarian at All Nine Free. So that sucks, but also chicken and rice is good. Absolutely no hate to my All Nine Free people. I love All Nine Free. Anyway, up next is a song, I don't know if you've heard this before, it's like pretty underground. It's this guy called Mac DeMarco, this song's called My Kind of Woman.
Oh, man. really no fuss. As long as you're next to me, just the two of us. You're my kind of woman.
Yeah, My Kind of Woman by Mac DeMarco. I can't even say, like, oh, that song slept on, because it's, like, obviously very clearly not, but it's such a good song. It's, good song. Anyway, it makes me sad, though, listening to it, because it makes me think of the Calpurnia cover, and then I think about Calpurnia, and then I get sad. Miss them. Anyway, sad things, sad times. I also think about when Uma went to a concert and literally didn't know who Mac DeMarco was, and this was, like, her junior or senior year of high school, and was like, have you ever heard of this guy? And all of her friends were like, are you serious? Which is really funny. Uma is such a wild card sometimes. Up next is a song by, Maisie Starr. I have one of, like, the Maisie Starr t-shirts from Fine Southern Gentleman. And if you watch Euphoria, not to brag, but I do have the same shirt that Rue was wearing in the last episode. Anyway, that's, like, literally so unimportant, but I just was like, oh my god, because, I don't know, I go to Euphoria High School now, I guess. Anyway, up next is Quiet, The Winter Harbor by Maisie Starr.
So you think You say, come over, and you're still a star. You're like a villain in some old film, walking in the dark in somebody. Say me, 'cause I'm still sinking, and you've got a harbor close to the shore. Simple, your thoughts are swimming. I'd like to see them when you're alone. You've got the same smile you had before. It's just later than what I would have. Save me, 'cause I'm still sinking, and you've got eyes are like
Yeah, that was Crystal by Matt Maltese, and before that was Quiet by The Winter Harbor. I just found Crystal by Matt Maltese, like, before this, but it's a very cute song. It's, like, about how he will never love anyone other than Crystal, which is admirable. And cute. Anyway, up next is a song by Genuinely No Surprise, Beach House. Airing my grievances, but I kind of don't really like their new album, which is unfortunate to say. I feel like it's, like, so 80s and, like, techno-y that it's just, like, not good. But also maybe it's because I really like Sad Beach House, and I know that this is, like, it's still, like, sad, but it just, like, doesn't sound sad. I don't know. It kind of, I don't know. I haven't listened to the last release of the, album, so I need to do that, because, if I haven't mentioned this 800 times before already, I'm going to their concert this summer, so. Anyway, up next is from their new album, actually. It is Another Go Around by Beach House.
Just right, but the one
Okay, that was Another Go Around by Beach House. Woo! Up next is a song that my special guest, Nathaniel Oakes, has requested. Thank you, Nathaniel Oakes. Up next is Hey Moon by John Moss. Yay! Okay, that was Hey Moon by John Moss. That was our second last song. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I'm sorry for my insane rambling. I hope you enjoyed it. I apologize to Zoe, who I'm subbing for not playing Madonna. I had it on my playlist. However, the song was almost 6 minutes and it is 12:57. I'm so sorry. Madonna's playing in my head, though, if that is any consolation. So I'm sorry for everyone that I deprived of Madonna tonight. This was Pisces season. I'm Lauren Bile, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And to end us tonight is You Deserve This by Men I Trust.
Gently, if you don't wanna stay.